Last night was crazy. But not in the Las Vegas sense of over-imbibing and forgetting where your hotel room is kind of crazy, but the kind where you go to a toga foam party and everyone ends up naked in a sea of glorious, sudsy, wild debauchery. And that was only the first night I spent at Yocasta Resort, a clothing-optional mother-son bonding resort situated against the sparkling blue Caribbean Sea. In the months and weeks leading up to the trip, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I was terrified. Terrified about stripping down in front of my 19-year-old son, or anyone, really. And yet, despite my fears and my tendency to lean prude, it was a keen desire to explore the unknown that fueled me. Ever since my son first started peeking on me in the shower or changing in my room as he was developing sexually, I knew he secretly had a mommy fetish, and it was something I was, well, happy to explore with him. So, I surprised him with a trip to a tropical resort vacation place his first summer of college. It was kind of funny because during check-in, everyone eyed me with a knowing smile, saying, "You're a virgin to the resort, aren't you?" And that kept me kind of excited and, well, yeah. It kept me moving across the campus to my room where, in modest street clothes, it finally hit me that my son and I were fully immersed in a nudist colony comprised entirely of incestual mothers and sons. He was starstruck. I feigned ignorance at first, insisting to my son that I had misread the resort pamphlet before booking. But since the tickets were non-refundable, I told him we had no choice but to make the best of it. Perhaps the most surprising part of our vacation was just how quickly my inhibitions, insecurities, and even my shock melted away. Within 3 hours of arrival, I tepidly disrobed to experience the ocean like I never had before. Completely nude. My son did the same and, well, I'll never forget watching his cock triumphantly spring to life in broad daylight while his eyes leered over my motherly bush, tits, and ass. By day 3, my son and I were walking across campus sans clothing, somehow liberated from a long list of social rules saying a mother and a son couldn't do this and couldn't do that, and couldn't enjoy being naked together. It felt so natural. I learned that time spent in the pool is much, much better without being confined in an uncomfortable bathing suit, that you're constantly adjusting, and that freeing yourself from a prison of anxiety-driven inhibitions can lift a weight you didn't even realize you were carrying. The incest crowd, in my personal experience, is exceptionally diverse. Not just in ethnicity, but in age, in profession, in background. While sipping a Mai Tai in the nude pool, I chatted with another mom while she casually gave her son a relaxed, motherly handjob. A 40-something white woman from New York who'd been to the resort with her son some 17 times. I spoke to a timid black mom who was there for the first time celebrating her son's college graduation by giving him full, unrestricted access to his mommy's big ass. And conversely, to a longtime mother-son couple who'd been over 30 times and clearly knew how to keep the spark alive. More moms are taking these sort of trips than what you'd assume. Many, many males have at least unconsciously some sexual desire towards their mothers, likewise mothers towards their sons, and they may long to feel less conflicted and more uninhibited. Having an entity like this resort that other people endorse and subscribe to and give, well, it gives you permission to be uninhibited and, in fact, for our society, unusually permissive. And it helps people feel excited and free in a way that they normally cannot. In these environments, permission is being given to sons to view their mother's body and to moms to exhibit their own body to their child, which can be arousing, sexually exciting, and confidence building, as it satisfies natural human desires. There's also an emotional nakedness that comes with actually stripping away clothes. And a deep kind of bond when a mother sexually envelops her own son's cock back inside her body for the first time. I know, me and my son had a great time fucking everywhere we could. We could finally release all of our pent-up desires in a safe, anonymous place, in full view of whoever we pleased. I swear, I must have drained at least a gallon of cum a day out of that boy. It might be hard for this old mom to keep up, but that didn't stop me from having the time of my life. Thanks, Yocasta Resorts. We'll be back.